Oh, blimey, I can't say that's the best chicken pilaf I've ever had in my life.
It'd be better than that. Like a drink?
Yeah, I'll have a lager or a Coke or something fizzy.
Not as nice, isn't it? It's a bit warm.
If you don't mind. Yeah, by the way, can I make a phone call?
Where to? Timbuktu?
No, Mexico.
Mexico? On my phone?
Well, no, I booked a call on my number this morning and it should be coming through about now. Can I just...
So you want it to come through here?
Yeah, is that all right?
So as to avoid your going home and taking it there?
Exactly.
And I won't have to pay for it?
Exactly.
Exactly.
There Wonderful reason.
One nasty fizzy lager.
Thank you very much indeed.
You calling Penny?
Who else, Ducky?
Your one true love.
Why not? Hello, bookings? Yeah, this is Kensington 2902. Yeah, I made a call this morning at about 11 o'clock from Swiss Cottage 9100 to Mexico. Yes. The number is Acapulco 748269. What was it?
Oh, no, it's your girlfriend.
Napoleon's birthday plus one.
No,
is that
shut
it? The end of the war,
shut
plus
up.
Two.
34341 extension 27. Yes.
Yeah.
And it was a person-to-person call from David Moon to Penny Garland. Yes. Well, it should be coming through now, yes. Right. Yeah. No, I'm not the subscriber on this
I'm
number.
I'm the subscriber here.
He's the subscriber.
And you're paying
Peter
for
Ray
it.
Is the subscriber.
And you're paying for
and
it.
And the Swiss Cottage number takes the bill. Okay?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
You're wonderfully definitive on the phone. I'll say that for you.
You say that, yes, indeed.
What's she doing over there?
Oh, she's modelling bikinis for a colour supplement, you know.
Who with? Who's she out with?
She's with that photographer, Terry, you know.
What, the one with the pink trousers?
Yeah, not much trouble there, I don't think.
No trouble at all, I shouldn't think. How long's she been away?
She's been out there about 2 weeks. She's got another week to go.
Ever be making use of your bachelor freedom?
Let me put it this way. The time has not exactly been without its compensations.
Who was it last night?
Oh. Do you remember that girl Judy from Portuguese Airlines?
One of the five cats.
Oh, unbelievable. Really, ridiculous.
I imagine your relationship with her in no way alters your very deep personal feelings for Penny. I shouldn't think that for a moment, would you?
You're quite right, as a matter of fact.
Well,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, look, by the way, when the call comes through, I'd be obliged if you don't fall about laughing when I say that last night we were out at Rossano's restaurant.
Were we really?
Yes, having dinner together, you
oh,
and
yes,
I.
Oh, yes,
last
so we
night,
were. I
Sunday
remember
night.
It. Yes, I remember it, yes.
And we
yes.
were with...
We weren't with anybody. Don't bring anybody else in, for goodness sake.
No,
you're
right.
Right, Muddle.
Yeah.
So we had a quiet business dinner, talked about boring things, came home, went to bed.
Mm.
That it?
Mm-hmm.
Is she very suspicious?
No, it's just that I sound guilty when I'm on the phone to her.
You sound guilty?
Yeah.
Do you think it's anything to do with the fact that you are guilty? Could they two be possibly linked together? Do you
I think don't
think
there's any link at all. No. Hold on.
Ah, love beckons.
Kensington 2902. Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Watch it. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Penny.
Hello, darling.
No, shut up, can't hear. Hello, Penny.
Yes.
Penny, I can hardly hear you.
I can hardly hear you.
Shut up, I can't hear the girl.
I can't hear you.
Penny, I can hardly hear you.
Yes.
I know it's a bad line, but I can't get another one. I've been trying to get this one all day.
Oh, he's been working
Shut
all day.
Shut up, I can't hear the girl.
At the post office.
I'm sorry, I can't, yeah. How are you? Anyway, I just wanted to say, you know, I miss you very much.
Oh.
I said I miss you very much.
Oh.
I'm not shouting, it's just that... You didn't hear me the first time, so I said it a bit louder the second time, and it's a very resonant room. Yeah. How is it out there? All right. How's Terry, eh? Has he made a pounce yet? Hammering on your door at 4 a.m. in his pink trousers? Yeah? Anyway, just wanted to say I love you. I love you. I... L. Leather... O over is V, vanity, E, eczema, I love you. I'm not angry, I can hardly bloody hear you. I can't exactly be intimate with Peter grinning across the way, 3,000 miles of Atlantic in between. Of course it's a Kensington number because I'm at Peter's, I'm not at Swiss Cottage, our own number. No, I've transferred it here. No, don't. There's nobody else here except Peter. There's not a party going on. He's put the record player on. Stop it if she thinks there's a bird.
Oh, you're so
beautiful. Honestly.
Come on, darling. Oh, let's make love.
Look, you speak to him and it'll prove it's him.
Now
tell her it's you. She's going potty.
Hi there, Penny. It's so good to talk to you. But there's nothing to worry about. What David and I have.
It's a pound a minute, mate.
Nothing but...
No, Penny, it's me. Yeah, it's Peter. It's not David imitating Peter, it's Peter.
And this is David.
This is Peter, this is David speaking to
together.
You from over the Atlantic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I was a bit drunk, that's all. Having a day. Hello, how are you? Oh, well, you know, very dull over here, rotten weather. We went out to dinner this evening, as indeed we did last night. We went to Rosano's. Yeah, it's quite a nice bit, you know, dull. Anyway, he misses you. He misses you very much. I've never seen him looking so, you know, woebegone. He's a real ghost of his former self. Anyway, he wants to talk to you, so I'll hand you back to him. See you when you get back, eh? All right? Bye-bye.
Wonderful performance.
Hello! Yes! What do you mean I don't talk to you the way Peter does? He doesn't have to live with you, does he? God, blimey. Yeah, it was very nice. We were at Rosano's last night, Sunday night. Yeah, I know Rosano's is closed on a Sunday night.
Her time.
Oh,
her
yeah.
time.
No, but
six
you're 6 hours behind us,
exactly.
You see? So what I meant was...
Lunchtime is her dinner time.
Yeah, I said we were at dinner, Rosano's, we were at lunch. Your dinner time.
Our dinner time.
All right?
Our lunch time, right?
Oh, Penny, darling. Penny, you either believe me or you don't, darling.
I don't believe you.
Shut up. Yeah. No, we're still talking. Thank you very much, operator. No, we're still talking. Operator, I don't need to be told from you what to say to the girl. I'll say what I like, operator. Get off the line, you Mexican git who won the World Cup! Hey?
Who's
it's a Mexican operator on the line.
You sure it's not Terry?
Hold on, what?
Are you sure it's not Terry in the room with her doing a Mexican bit? He does a Mexican accent. In the Mexico, we make a romance because his tongue...
Penny!
He can do that.
Is that Tony in the room there with you doing his Mexican operator's voice? Hey?
Mexico,
is he in there with you? You sound a bit tense.
So
not very convincing. I bet he's in there. Yeah, fine. Same to you, darling. Yes? I might see you in a week's time and I might not. Fine.
How'd it go? All right.
Great. Marvellous. 50 quid. 50 quid, and know that Terry's in the room there with his pink trousers on, about to take her off to a Mexican siesta.
It's wonderful how the phone brings you closer together, isn't it?
Two weeks away from me. She can't be faithful. She has to grab the first thing that falls into her lap. Marvellous, isn't it?
Terry does very well, doesn't he?
Yeah. He pretends he's a puff and makes it a challenge to their powers of feminine persuasion.
As long as it works, Ducky, that's what I'd say.
Oh, yeah, fine. Thank you. That must be the girls.
Aha. Is that the delicious Ingrid?
And is that the sensual Barbara?
Come on up, girls. We're ready for you. OK, see you.
Hey, put a record on.
Can I borrow some of your aftershave?
Yeah, let's take the phone off of it. We don't want any more of that trouble, do we?